We continue our learning. Leilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishem Ham Yaakov Pitchas Leilu Wearin Temura Perek Gimel Mishne Dalid Vahalo Af Hanedava Olahi Ma Bein Divir Rabbi Elazar LeDivrei Chacham. So this Mishne is a continuation of the previous Mishne. In the previous Mishne, we spoke about cases of a Temuras Asham, of the Vlad of a Temur of an Asham. We spoke about an Asham Shemesu Ba'aleha, an Asham Shekipru Ba'alav, the Asham where, let's say, one was lost and the owner received atonement through another Karban Asham, and now we found the first one. What do we do with the Asham where the owner died? What do we do with an asham where the owner already has atonement through another karban asham? What do we do with the temura asham, devlat temura? So the Tanakhama said, oh, this is what you do. Yira atche yistav. Yeah, what the yira atche yistav? Who let these karbanos asham? Let them graze till they develop a mum. Then v'yimarku, you'll sell them. V'yiplu demand l'nadava, and the money will fall for bringing karbanos ola from the Beis Hamikdash whenever we needed to mean karbanos ola. And Rabbi Elazar said, sounds very similar. Yavi b'damav ola. You should bring with the money a karban ola. So the Mishnah wants to know, what's the difference between what Rabbi Elazar is saying and the Chachamim saying? They're both, a nedava is brought as a karban ola. So the fact that Rabbi Elazar says, oh, bring a bidam of ola, and the Tanakhama says, demeim l'nedava, the nedava you're bringing is a karban ola. So in the end of the day, everyone's saying the same thing. So the Mishnah explains, el bizman shehi ba chova. So here's the difference. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's the individual who's bringing a karban ola. This person who had to bring the karban asham is going to use the money to bring a karban ola. So what does that mean? It's different than putting the money in the pushka where it's a communal ola. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, since we treat this as you're bringing your own karban ola, an individual who somech aleha, he puts his hands, does the smicha on the ola right before the shechita to lean his hands on that, umevi aleha nesachim, and he has to bring the nesachim, the mincha and the yayin along with it, and he has to pay for it from his own money. And if the one who had to bring the asham originally, who's now bringing the ola with the money for the asham, is a kohen, avodasa va'orah shelo, the avoda of that ola and the ora and the ora and its skin belongs to him, which means he does the hakrava, even though it may not be his week. It's not his mishmar week, 24 mishmaros of kohen, but it's not his week to serve. He brings it on that week. He's not part of that beis av. Doesn't matter. He brings it himself. He's able to do the service, and he's able to use the skin that belongs to him as well. And the Gemara brings a brisa. Minayin the kohen sheba umakriv karbanosav b'cholei sheyirtza. From when do we know that a kohen wants to, he can be makriv his karbanos at any time? Tabalamar, the pasuk says, uva pasuk in Devarim yud ches, uva b'chol avas nafsho el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem v'sheyreis. He comes to the place, to the Beis HaMikdash, and he serves. So that's a pasuk that says there are circumstances where we allow a kohen, although it's not his week, he's able to bring a karban. And in such a case, this kohen who was supposed to bring a karban asham is able to bring the ola in its stead, even though it's not his week to serve. Ubizmanchi, but okay, so that's why, that's according to Rabbi Elazar, we treat it as individual ola, and these halachas apply. The smicha, he brings the nesachim, and it comes from his own money, and if he's a kohen, he does the avod himself. But ubizmanchi, but nidava, but if you follow the chachamim's opinion, where the ola is coming from the money that's in the pushkas, in the shofaros, in the boxes, in the Beis HaMikdash, then eino somech aleha. So he does not, the one who's giving this money to the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't do smicha on that karban ola. It's considered an ola shel tzibur, a communal ola. And there's no smicha when it comes to karbanos tzibur, except the Sirah Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur and the Par Heladam shel tzibur. Veinu mevi aleha nesachim. He doesn't bring the mincha and the yayin from his own money. Unasecha mishel tzibur. Rather, it's an ola shel tzibur. It comes from the money of the community. Afal pishu kohen avodasav. And even if he's a Kohen, this person who owned the original Asham, who's bringing now, having an Ola with the money that's brought, well, He doesn't bring it because it's not considered an individual ola. The people, the Kohanim who were serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, they are the ones who bring it because they are the Kohanim of that particular Mishmar. Perek Gimel Mishneh Hei. Tumuras HaBechor VaMaser. So now we move on to the Bechor animal, the Maser Behema, and the Tumura of those. What's the Halacha regarding them? Uvladan, Uvalad Vladan, Ad Sof HaOlam Harei Elu KaBechor VaMaser. The Halacha is regarding the Tumura of the Bechor and the Tumura of the Maser, all the offspring until forever are Kabachor v'chamaser, have the same status, v'yeachlu b'mumam labalim, and if they have a mum, the owner is able to eat them. Now, we can't really take this line literally because, just think about this. For example, Tumuras, you have the Vlad of a Bechor. There's no Vlad of a Bechor. A Bechor is a male. So when we speak about Vlad, so Vlad must refer to the Vlad of the Tumura of the Bechor. So you have a Bechor, a male, and then you try to transfer the Kedusha to another animal, to a Chulin animal. And now that Tumura, that Chulin animal was a female, so the Kedusha transfers. But now that animal gives birth, so that's the Vlad of a Tumura of a Bechor. So there, and the Vlad of a Maser, that of course can really be the Vlad of a Maser, because the Maser Behema can be a female. And it also can have a Tumura, can have the Vlad of a Tumura of a Maser Behema as well. But and also when the mistress says, Hare Elu ki Bechor Chamaser, they have the status of Bechor and Maser, what, to bring them as a Karban? So no, it can't be that way. Because when it comes to a Bechor Behema, the Torah says in Bamir Yerduches, Lo Tifdeh Kodesh Heim. What do we learn from Lo Tifdeh? They cannot be redeemed, they are Kodesh. Heim krevim v'lo tumurasam. They are sacrificed, they are offered, and not the tumura. So that's when it comes to Bechor, obviously you can't bring the tumura of a Bechor as a karban. And Maser is derived from Bechor. So it means that, all it means is that we have to treat them with the Kedushas Bechor and Maser, which means Yiru Ad Sheyistavu, although the Mishnah doesn't say that. We let them graze till they have a mum, and then what do you do with them? Well, you don't have to sell them because when it comes to Bechor and Maser that develops the mum, that you can eat them themselves. There's not, as the Kohen, we know the Bechor is the property of the Kohen. The Maser, Behema, is the property of the owner. And therefore, the Mishnah says, V'yeyachlu b'mumam labalim. With their mum, they can be eaten by the owner. The Tumura of the Bechor, and the Vlados, of course, to the Kohen, and the Vlados to the Maser, and it's Tumura to the Balam. So ask the Mishnah, Ma bein ha-Bechor va-Maser lebein kol ha-Kadoshim. So when a mum develops, what's the difference between the Bechor and a Maser and regarding other karbanos? Well, one of them is that we said that you're able to, the owner is able to eat them. And other karbanos, of course, we sell the animal with the mum and then we bring with that an ola. But the Mishnah here tells us another difference. Shekola kadashim nimkarim beitzliz, vinishkatim beitzliz, vinishkalim belitra. So there's a difference between Bechor and a Maser on the one hand, where we're strict actually regarding other, as opposed to other karbanos. Other karbanos that have developed a mum and now are redeemed, so they can be redeemed by being sold be'itlis, which means they can be sold in the market, and the nishkatim beitlis, which means they can be slaughtered in the market, and v'nishkalim belitra, they can be weighed on a scale against a litra, which a weight, which is something that potentially would be problematic for an animal that was a karbon, because maybe it would be zayon to the karbon. So this is something though that we allow for other karbanos. Chutz min ha-bechor u-min ha-maser. When a bechor and maser develop a mum, so we can't slaughter them or sell them in the shuk, and we don't weigh them on the other side of the scale or with a litra, which with the real weight. Why is that? Because we learn in Bechoros that a bechor and maser, the hana, as we explain, comes to the baal, which means what happens when you sell them, let's say. So you sell them, what do you do with that money? Well, since the animals, the Bechor and the Maser, belong to their owners, Bechor to the Kohen, Maser Behema to the owner, so if they would be sold, the money goes to them. They're able to use it. So because of that, we don't want to put the animal through this disgrace, the embarrassment of being sold in the Shuk. It's not proper for an animal that was Kadosh, and since they get the Hanoah, full Hanoah anyway, we say, you know what? You can eat it, but you should not be Mizalzel Bekachim to sell them in the Shuk the way people normally sell Basar Chulin. You want to sell them? Do it in the house. Do it without a special scale, without a special weight. You'll end up losing because of that. Okay, you'll have to sell it for cheaper. Well, that's the way it is. Better than to put the Bekachim through a Bizayon. But other kachim that develop a mum, where the hana is not going to the person himself, is going to the Beis HaMikdash, to Hekdesh. So there, we want to get the best price. The best price is if you sell it in the marketplace. So therefore, we're willing to pull the animal, the kadosh animal, through the zilzul, because you'll get a better price for it, like you normally would if you sold bus or chulin in public with the scale, etc. Then the Mishnah says, v'yesh lehem pidyon. In what other way are other karbanos different than Bechor and Maaser, that we redeem them? Ule temuros seim pidyon. And if the temuros of the temura of other kachim are balei mum, have a blemish, we redeem them. Chutz min ha-Bechor u'min ha-Maaser. Where Bechor and Maaser develop a mum, so there is no pidyon. They are eaten with their mum to the owner. The owner is the one who eats them, and this is based on the pasuk. It says, "Ach b'chor shor o b'chor kesev o b'chor eiz lo tifdeh." So it says lo tifdeh, they should not be redeemed. And when it comes to Maaser Behema, it says lo yigael. So when we did this already, Maaseches Bechoras, based on the pesukim in Bamidbar Yudches. And what else? Uba'im michutz la'aretz. Chutz ben ha-Bechor min ha-Maaser. Another difference between Bechor and Maaser on the one hand and other karbanos. Other karbanos, you can bring the animals even from Chutz la-Aretz, but Bechor and Maaser l'chatzchila, we do not bring them from Chutz la-Aretz, which we'll see in a moment why. Imbo, but b'di'eved, if they were brought from Chutz la-Aretz to Eretz Yisrael, timimim yikrivu, if they are unblemished, your Bechor and your Maaser Behema, they can be brought as a karbon, even though they came from Chutz la-Aretz, v'mbalei mumin, and if they have a blemish, yochlu b'mumon labalim, the owner will eat them with their mum. So Amar Shimon, matam, why is it the Bechor and Maaser are not brought from Chutz la-Aretz like other karbonos are? The answer is Shabachor Vamaser Yeshlahem Parnasa Bimkomam. Because you can literally make a Parnasa from the Bechor, the Maser, in Chutz La'aretz itself. What's the Takana? Let them graze till they develop a mum. And what do you do with that mutt? And what do you do with the animal? You can eat them yourself, the Kohen or the owner of the animal. You don't have to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. But Ushor Kalakachim Afal Pisha no Lad Lahem Mum. Even though they develop a mum, hare elu b'kedusha son, they are kadosh, and you have to redeem them and bring a karma with their money. And therefore, it's better that the animal itself, the original animal, when it doesn't have a mum, be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. You see the difference when it comes to a regular animal. An animal has to be brought to Yerushalayim either way. Either you bring in the carbon itself, or if it develops a mum, you have to bring the money, and it has to be brought there, and you have to buy a carbon with it. So if it's either the original animal itself or an animal in its place that's bought with the money, so you may as well bring the original carbon itself, which is kadosh. So that's why all karbanos, besides the Bechor Maaser, should be brought from outside Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim and be brought over there. When it comes to the Bechor and the Maaser, though, their kedusha can be fixed if they keep them in outside of Eretz Yisrael, if you develop a mum, so there's no need to bring them at all to Eretz Yisrael.